From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The second full week of the new television season has just ended, and already winners and losers have been declared. This is a season where old favorites like Friends and Frasier are coming to an end, and the networks are offering more criminal detection spin-offs and series with well-known names like Charlie Sheen, James Caan, and Whoopi Goldberg to lure in the audiences and keep them from switching over to cable. Matt Rausch is senior critic for TV Guide and is joining us from our New York bureau to talk about the new TV season. Matt, welcome.
Thank you.
Could we just talk about first some shows that did well in their debuts? Hope and Faith, with daytime yes. talk show host Kelly Ripa and Faith Ford from Murphy Brown. They play sisters. Now, I'm not good on situation comedies, so you'll have to tell me.
No one is much good at situation comedies nowadays, but Hope and Faith is a slapstick family comedy. It's on Friday night. Kelly Ripa brings with her a daytime following, hosting the talk show with Regis Philbin. She plays off of her daytime image basically by playing a soap star who got fired from her soap, and so she goes to live in the Midwest with her control freak sister and her family. It's nothing you've never seen before, but the fact that it builds on personality, a very bubbly personality like Kelly Ripa, means that show probably is destined for some success.
Another one that did well on its first outing was Joan of Arcadia, which is about a young woman who encounters God. Now, the deity shows up in several corporeal guises, both genders, and at one point, God offers an explanation, something on the order of God's actual form would be completely beyond Joan's capacity to understand, and that's why God appears as a cute guy, as Joan puts it, who in this clip suggests she should get a job.
I'm not religious, you know.
It's not about being religious, Joan. It's about fulfilling your true nature.
Oh, I definitely haven't done that.
Exactly. I want you to get a job at the Village Bookstore. It's a few blocks from your house. It's important you do this pretty soon. Don't ask why.
Hi. Joan Girardi.
I don't sell Harry Potter anything.
I know how to run a cash register, and I know how to answer the phone. And I can count way past 10.
You don't happen to have any references on you?
No, but I was sent by God, she said, revealing her acerbic wit.
So we go from angels sorting out people's lives and touched by an angel to God giving career advice. I have to say, this is a lot less sugary than Touched is.
Absolutely. I love the fact the show is neither irreverent nor self-righteous. She doesn't exactly know why God is talking to her. She's kind of flipped out by it. And I was sure this show was not going to do well on Friday night. I thought I was going to have to pay people to watch this show because on paper it sounds like, what is this show? But when you watch it, it's completely disarming, quite original. And because I can't pigeonhole it, I'm kind of excited about it.
I kind of liked Cold Case, which features a female detective cracking long ago and still unsolved crimes. The actress is very appealing, I thought, and it's kind of a stylish-looking show. It has a sort of underwater, cool blue look to it.
Well, this is pretty much a predestined hit in some regards because it comes from the team of Jerry Bruckheimer and his people, and they have had big hits. They have turned CBS's fortunes around with the two CSI series and then another series about missing people called Without a Trace. This is the new franchise for them about long unsolved murders, and the visual gimmick on this as well is that the people, you see them as they are now, and the suspects from a long dead crime as they were then.
They
and
kind
you're
of
right.
morph from one identity to the other.
Exactly. It's a very cool gimmick, much like the people fading in and out of the scene and Without a Trace or in the CSI series when the camera takes you right inside the very gory evidence. These gimmicks really work. Jerry Bruckheimer has a formula here. I'm very intrigued to where that show will go.
Let's talk about some of the things that didn't do so well. Coupling. A lot of hype surrounding this show, but the hype didn't seem to work.
Not too much. I think that people kind of saw what this was, a very calculated attempt on NBC's part, a desperate attempt, actually, to clone Friends by copying or basically replicating a Friends clone that was airing overseas. The show is about six sexy young people, which, of course, is Friends. Unfortunately, all they do is talk about sex. They don't even act like Friends. And whereas Friends isn't just about sex, Friends has heart. Coupling has no heart, that I can tell. It's just a bunch of sex jokes strung together by very plastic TV people.
Now, it is not over. You'll be happy to hear. There are more new shows to come. And one of them is, I understand, a big favorite of yours, which is called Arrested Development. Now, you've seen it, so you talk.
Oh, well, Arrested Development is a very, very offbeat show about a rich family that falls on the skids when the dad, who is played by Jeffrey Tambor, is arrested for securities fraud, and his son, the white sheep of the family, Jason Bateman, who was a kid star on TV doing great work here, he pretty much has to hold the family together.
We have a clip that sort of illustrates that.
Okay, guys, they are going to keep Dad in prison at least until this gets all sorted out. Also, the attorney said that they're going to have to put a halt on the company's expense account. Interesting. I would have expected that after they're keeping Dad in jail.
Dad is in jail for dipping into company funds or something?
Exactly. Well, the cast has some really cool people in it. Jessica Walter plays the mom, who is sort of a, you know, society doyenne. And in one of some of the early episodes, they've just cast Liza Minnelli to play her nemesis. I mean, so this show is going to be completely Looney Tunes in a way. It's not your typical show. It's a very adult show. That kind of gets me excited because it's a show I haven't seen before.
That show is coming up in November. Matt Rausch is senior critic with TV Guide. Matt, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, thanks for having me.